Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I think I did something last week that no man will ever admit to doing. See this hoodie I have on right here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's party. It's pink. It's got Muhammad Ali on it. Honors the Thriller in Manila.
Oh, that's fire.
See that?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Saw this on a dude in the gym. And I went home and I Googled it.
You're influenced.
Get that guy.
Well, no, you couldn't.
Do guys do that?
I've never done it. I've never done it.
I complimented him on it. I made a joke. I said, don't leave that around here. If you leave that in the locker room, it's going to be gone. He laughed. And then as soon as I got home, I Googled pink Muhammad Ali hoodie.
Don't feel bad, Bert. I've done that.
Have you?
Anthony Anderson, who starred on Blackish, wore the flyest clothes ever. And I would look up his clothes. And a $600 shirt later, I said, nah, stay at Target.
But you could have taken it one step further. What women do is, like, you see something you like, you go up to her and you'd be like, oh, my God, I love that. That's amazing. Where did you get it?
Oh, okay.
But you decided you couldn't take that extra step, so you just went home and Googled it.
Yes.
Okay.
That's, I like that better.
Yeah.
I'd rather you go home and Google it than ask me where I got it.
I'm just nervous that, like, this weekend, because I've only seen it on the weekends, is that I'm going to run into him and he's going to have his on. I'm going to have mine on. And we're going to be doing that Spider-Man meme.
Oh. You can't let him see you.
No.
You can't let that happen.
I am taking it off if I see him.
Yes. He's going to feel like you're going to try to, like, single white male him.
I know, right?
That's not it.
Hey, what kind of car do you drive, bro?
What kind of deodorant are you using?
All right, Kristen, you'll admit it. You get emotional every time you do it, but it has to be done. What is it?
Okay, so I'm hoping other moms can relate. This is something that I go through probably once a year, maybe a little less. It is something that has to be done. And I feel good about doing it, but it's very bittersweet. And that is going through all the clothes Jimmy has grown out of,
mm-hmm.
and then passing them on to my lovely friend Cassie.
Mm, okay.
So we have a train. And so my friend Sari, who has three young boys, her youngest is Benny. He's about a little over a year and change older than Jimmy. And she, and with three boys, you can imagine the amount of clothes she's accumulated. She has given me all of her hand-me-downs, right? And it is such a godsend because these kids grow so fast. They're in sizes for what feels like a blink, and then they're on to the next size. And you don't want to, like, buy a ton of stuff, and you could, like, just spend so much money. So every so often, there'll be, like, two big garbage bags full of clothes on my front stoop, right? So Jimmy is now at the point where 2T no longer fits him.
Aww.
Now he's wearing 3T and he wears a 4T at my job.
Guy's huge.
He's a big boy.
Does it feel like when you're giving, like, the clothes away, you're giving the memories away? Is that it?
Well, so it's funny you say that. I have two massive bags of clothes here. So I was in the guest bedroom going through clothes, and a couple of pieces I keep, right? Like, there's a couple of pieces I keep because I'm thinking about doing something with them later on. I haven't figured that out, what I want to do. But I'm going through everything and putting them in the bags for Cassie, and I'm sitting there doing it, and I'm keeping it together. And then Bart comes in, and he just stands there next to me, right?
Mm.
And then I'm just kind of like, and I look at him, he goes, are you okay? And then he goes to touch me, and I'm like, don't touch touch me. If you touch me, I will cry. And I go, will you please leave? And he goes, well, I can't stand here and think about the memories, because you do. Like, whenever you hold a piece of clothing, you think about what your child was doing in that. So I thought to make the transition a little easier. And don't get me wrong, I am so excited to give this stuff to Cassie. Max is going to be so freaking fly this winter between, you know, Sari's clothes and some of the stuff I bought for Jimmy. Like, I'm very pumped for you, more so for Max. But I thought I could just a couple of pieces explain where Jimmy wore it. Oh. Yes. This was one of the cutest little hats that we got him with the pom-pom on top.
It's soft.
It's very soft. He wore that all last winter.
There it goes.
Look at it. Look, there I'm it showing goes. The cameras. How cute is it?
Kristen, you'll never see him in that again.
Shut up.
She'll see Max in it, though, and she'll get to be reminded.
And you'll be jealous. You'll be jealous.
No, I won't. I tell you, when Sari sees Jimmy in clothes, and she'll text me, and she's like, oh, I remember the reindeer sweater, blah, blah, blah. And then Cassie, the same thing. When I see Max and stuff, it warms my heart, because this is what you should do, right? So this is a cute little brown corduroy jacket. Ooh. Jimmy wore this to the farm in Kentucky to watch Peppa on the tractor.
That's a cute jacket.
My son is better dressed than I am, thanks to Kristen.
Hey, sincerely, he and I are fairly similar in size.
You want to take this home and Google it?
I think I'm going to just cut the sleeves off on that.
I'll save you a step. It came from Old Navy. Okay. All right, so here's a cute little horsey sweater.
Aww.
It's very cute. Soft inside. And Jimmy wore this to the botanical gardens. We had dinner with his girlfriends, Ruby and Red.
I bet he looks so cute. No, those memories are erased. That's the handoff happens.
Here's
wow, it's all
there. Thank you for your bag of memories.
Yeah. Two big bags.
Wow. Okay. She's like Santa Claus, but for big clothes.
Two huge bags of clothes now right in front of Cassie. There they go. So I had a little different take when my kids were growing up. I was so attached to the clothes that I gave my kids away. And I just kept the clothes.
You know what? When Jimmy grows out of his three T's, yeah. I'll consider that.
Okay. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah. We haven't had that many tantrums yet for me to consider that, but I'll let you know.
Bye-bye clothes. That hurts.
But seriously, Cassie, enjoy them so much, and I can't wait to see Max rocking some of them.
We will. Thank you. It's a huge help.
And then Cassie takes those, and she passes them on to another friend.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
It really is very cool. And it's a great way to save cash for everybody also, because they grow out of them so fast.
Yes.
Right?
The Burt Show.